Welcome to the Divorce Collective podcast. I'm your host, Carolee Fontanelli, and I am a divorce lawyer and author and have been through divorce myself. I'm here to support you throughout your breakup journey. On this podcast, I will share with you my secrets and legal tips on how you can thrive through your separation in small 6-minute increments. Don't do it alone. I have got you.
Hi, welcome back to the Divorce Collective podcast. My name is Danielle Young. I'm a senior associate here at Collective Family Law Group, and I'm also a family dispute resolution practitioner in my own private practice at Danielle Young Mediations. Today on the podcast, I want to talk to you about using the BIF technique to reduce conflict during separation. BIF is in B-I-F-F. Separation can be highly emotional and a stressful time. We all know that, and especially when communication with your ex-partner becomes tense or hostile. One proven strategy to manage conflict and keep conversations productive is this thing called the BIF technique. That's B-I-F-F. As a conflict resolution practitioner and a family law lawyer for quite some time now, I highly recommend checking out this approach and seeing if it works for you. It does work for some separated parents who want to maintain a cooperative co-parenting relationship and avoid those unnecessary disputes. So what is this BIF technique? It stands for brief, informative, friendly, and firm. Developed by conflict resolution expert Bill Eddy, the BIF method is a communication strategy designed to reduce hostility and prevent unnecessary arguments, particularly in high conflict situations. When emotions run high, it's easy for communication to spiral into blame, defensiveness, and escalation. This BIF technique helps parents respond in a way that's neutral, solution-focused, and non-reactive, and importantly, non-emotive. So when should you use the BIF technique? It's useful in many separation-related conflicts, including co-parenting disagreements, so managing parenting schedules, decision-making, and day-to-day related discussions. It can be used in property settlement discussions, communicating about finances and asset divisions without that unnecessary conflict, legal and in mediation correspondence, keeping responses focused, professional, and clear. Responding to hostile messages is another way that it comes in handy. So avoiding the emotional reactions to provocative texts or emails or verbal exchanges. And in family and social conflicts, interactions with extended family members or mutual friends who may take sides. So the BIF technique is a technique that can be used broadly. Why is it effective? Conflict thrives on emotional responses. I'll say that again. Conflict thrives on emotional responses. So this BIF method ensures your communication remains neutral and productive, which helps you to, I guess, prevent arguments from escalating, keep discussions focused on solutions rather than blame, maintain a professional tone even in an emotional situation, reduce stress and anxiety associated with the conflict, and encourage respectful co-parenting interactions. So how would you apply this BIF technique in separation conflicts? Let's break down each component and how you can use it in your own communication. The first one, be brief. Long-winded explanations or defensive responses often invite further conflict. Keep your messages short, clear, and to the point. So an example might be, instead of saying something like, "You always change the schedule last minute, it's so frustrating, you never think about how it affects me," try this instead. "I am available to swap weekends as requested. Please confirm by Friday." Interesting. Okay, be informative, so the I in BIF. Stick to the facts and provide only necessary information. Avoid emotional language, avoid blaming or personal attacks. So an example of this would be, instead of saying, "You are so responsible for being late to pick up our child," try this. "Pickup time is 4 p.m. If you're running late, can you please let me know in advance?" See the difference? Third, friendly. Be friendly. A hostile tone will likely escalate tensions. Even if you're frustrated, use a neutral or polite language to keep the conversation civil. So, for example, instead of saying, "You clearly don't care about my schedule," maybe try this. "I appreciate clear communication so we can make this work smoothly for our child." Be firm. Set boundaries without being aggressive or confrontational. That's a really big one. Is, you know, there's a difference between being friendly and firm and being passively aggressive or sarcastic. Ensure your message is final and doesn't invite unnecessary back and forth. So example of this would be, instead of saying, "I guess you'll never change your mind about this," try this: "I understand we see this differently. My position remains the same." They're just some examples. Another practical example of this biff in action, I'll give it to you here. So you receive an angry email from your ex-partner accusing you of being unfair with the parenting schedule. Here's what not to say. "You're always trying to make me look like the bad parent. Maybe if you were more flexible, we wouldn't have this problem. Maybe if you paid more attention during our marriage, this wouldn't be a problem now." What's the biff response? "I understand your concern about the schedule. The current arrangement was set in mediation, and I'm happy to discuss minor adjustments that are in the best interest of our child. Let me know if you'd like to propose specific changes." Final thoughts: keep conflict low. Always. That's always. It's my go-to. You can be in conflict, and conflict exists post-separation. That is normal. But it's how you react to it and how you confront it and how you poise yourself in those moments of conflict. So you can keep conflict low with this biff technique. Mastering the biff technique takes practice. But once you implement it, you'll notice a significant improvement in the way you communicate with your ex-partner by keeping your responses brief, informative, friendly, and firm. You can minimize unnecessary conflict and focus on co-parenting and cooperative relationships for your children's well-being. That's it. That's all I have for today. Have a look up. There's lots of information from Bill Eddy about this biff technique. Have a go. See if it works. See if it applies to you. There's no one answer. No, one glove fits all. This may work for you. It might not. Something to consider anyway if you're finding that communication is a struggle in your post-separation relationship. Okay, thanks for tuning in. Until next time, take care and stay informed.
Thank you for listening to the Divorce Collective podcast, brought to you by collectivefamilylaw.com.au. If you got value from this week's episode, I would love it if you would hit subscribe and take a minute to leave a review. You can connect with us on Instagram or Facebook just by searching for Collective Family Law. And remember, until next time, you have got this.